You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right. Hey, what's going on? Robert Kelly here. Intro to South by Southwest, SXSW. I was there this week with Big J. Okerson, Mark Norman, Matt Brunger, Aisha Tyler, thelaughbutton.com, Gotham Comedy Club, Tune In, South by Southwest, Blue Microphone. They all came together, put this awesome show on, the Nasty Show, the Robert Kelly's Nasty Show. Really wasn't my show, but I was the host. But way better than last year. It was awesome. Great time. Shows were great. Last year was like a four-hour friggin' nightmare. I had to close it out. Everybody was tired from running around, seeing bands all day, eating barbecue, drinking friggin' homemade beer some 21-year-old made with a 3-foot beard with no mustache. But everybody out there looks like they fucking run moonshine. But they're all just hipsters playing the bands, and they're badass motherfuckers. So it was a blast. Good times had by all. I got to run around on the tech floor, the convention floor of all the new tech coming out. Those videos, we shot video, so that's going to be coming out for Tech Talk. It was pretty amazing time. So after the show, the guys at the club, Esther's Follies, actually let us hang out and do a YKWD. It was great. Everything was going great. Around half hour in, dummy put a 1 gigabyte memory card in my Zoom H4N, and it just shut down because I ran out of room. Rebecca, thank God, from Creek in the Cave, and the dude, I forget his name, that runs South by Southwest, actually came through out of nowhere. He had, you know, 4 mics, cords, plugs, and some podcasting box. I don't even know what the fuck it is to this day. Just a box that you podcast on. And they saved the day, so we got to finish out the show. It was real fun. It was me, Big J, Mark Norman hung around. And one of my favorites of all time, Nate Bargatze, who moved to L.A., he's just so quick-witted, funny, and conversational. It was good. It was a bunch of stories, some ball-busting, of course, but a lot of fun. Good podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Again, if you have any questions, if you have any critiques, good ones, not bad ones, don't be a dickhead. Dude, I think you should shut the fuck up. You want somebody on the show, email me at ykwd@riotcast.com. Make sure you go to riotcast.com. Check out all the other shows. It's really fun to be doing these for you guys. I hope you like these intros. And if you don't, go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. Nobody cares because it's my show. Dude.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
All right, we're live. We're here at the You Know What, Dude podcast, doing this live from South by Southwest. We just got done with the show, so I got Big J Okerson, who fucking annihilated tonight.
No.
Yes.
Tell me more.
You annihilated a fucking bowl of pasta.
Drilled it.
We got Nate Bargatze. What's up, dude?
I did not annihilate tonight.
You did not, but you fucking, you weren't on our show.
I was a pretty good hang, I thought.
You were a great hang. You did a show tonight, though? Didn't you do a show?
I did a show tonight.
Did you annihilate? Yeah.
First show was real good. Second show was not.
Really?
It was outside.
No shit.
And
where was it?
Stared at the interstate.
Where?
It was like a few blocks from here.
What's it called?
Bangers.
No good.
It was out. It was just outside, and no one could hear.
I think you crushed it.
I tell you this, man. Any gig outside just fucking blows.
Generally speaking.
Oh yeah, it fucking blows.
They never. It's never a good idea.
Not at night, and not at a festival. Not when people have been drinking since 9 a.m.
How about Russell Peters live at Wembley?
Did he really do that?
Probably.
Oh.
Live at Wembley.
Live at Wembley.
That wasn't South by gig.
No, yeah. My gig was not a South by gig.
Why
was my gig
you
was...
You did a not South... Then you can't do this podcast.
I've done South by gig.
Where the fuck do you get off?
South by Southwest doesn't even know I'm here, by the way. They go.
They do know you're here.
No, this way, yeah, this was not... Every gig I've had that's been South by Southwest has been unreal.
What, unreal as in awesome?
They've all been awesome.
Unreal as in
they've
you
all
can't
been great.
Believe it even happened?
All right, well,
I can't believe I'm here.
I'm a little... First of all, I did it last year here, and I have to say, this year, way fucking better.
Than last year?
Yeah, I mean, last year was fun, but it was a little crazy. I mean, I think it was like some crazy long show. People were tired. People get tired. I'm fucking tired. My feet are tired. You walk around all day.
You said it was immediately better because there was no Goldman and Soder. Now, well, you said to me, look,
yes.
You said to me in confidence.
No, not in
sure.
confidence. I'll say it on the air. Absolutely right. We're not, actually, not Goldman.
Not Goldman.
I love Goldman.
Soder.
Soder, yeah, Soder.
Soda's a burden.
I'll tell you why this one was good. First of all,
it just comes off as not a joke when it just moves on right away.
Yeah.
Soda's a burden.
He's
what
a
were
burden.
You going
to
say now?
He's a burden on the show. He's too much to carry. Continue with your point, though.
He's actually, last year was a little crazy. This year, we did two shows. They were started on time, ended on fucking time. Everybody did their time. It was the way a show should be. And I like the theme, nasty show. It was kind of cool. I think it puts everybody in the mindset not to go, ooh, ah. They can be a little touchy-feely sometimes at festivals.
Don't you want it to be just like a regular show? Like, it's like nasty show, but you're like, this is how I want you to act all the time.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
you just
so
open
you, but
to
you have
whatever.
To go, it's nasty, just so you can be normal. Because otherwise they're going to be like, oh, ah.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No?
I agree with
I
you.
I don't do blue comedy. I do clean stuff. I'm on CMT quite a bit.
What's it? CMT coming to the stage?
CMT comedy stages?
Comedy stages.
Comedy stage. That's when they thought I worked. I was in the green room.
Who hosts that? Dolly Parton?
The girl. She's on Reba McEntire's show. That's hosted it. But they thought I worked for CMT. All the other comics just thought I worked for CMT. They had no idea I was a comic.
Really? Why?
Because I just sat in there and they were confused on like. They would just ask me to get them stuff.
Because you didn't have a corduroy fucking suit jacket on with a bolo tie? You weren't wearing
a
fucking
bolo tie?
You weren't wearing a fucking rodeo belt buckle?
The Foxworthy collection?
This was 1987.
Oh, so that all makes sense then.
Yeah.
Dude, all those little weird shows, man. Luis Gomez, by the way, and I know we always say it on this podcast, thank God he exists. What a person that will just do the most bizarre shit and just like out of the blue... Can't believe he did it stuff.
Yeah.
That guy, we talked about a while ago, that guy, I don't want to say his name because it's like not like
Lewis
positive Gilles. Stuff about him. No, but...
Justin?
No, this guy who did this TV show, Who Got Jokes, he did a set on it.
Okay.
And it's two parts online. You could watch it. It says World's Worst Comedian on Who Got Jokes.
I've seen it.
And the guy, it's like two videos of him eating shit. And then he goes out the second time and just eats shit even worse. And he gets judged by these judges who were just awful.
Right.
But they just make him feel how. And he just, it's a complete, it's like watching a fucking nightmare come to life.
Right.
And, but apparently this dude, I've just heard from people, I don't know. Again, I can't confirm myself, but I've heard he's like kind of weirdly cocky and like talking to young comics and saying how long he's been doing it and how he's a veteran or whatever. This is the evidence. And, on Kurt Metzger's Facebook, there was a back and forth going on about like.
Can I just say I love Kurt Metzger? Him on his Facebook, I wish it was a TV show.
He loses it.
He loses it, but he's so smart. He's so
he's good.
He has the time to just go into it. He has the hours of daylight and nighttime to just attack these people the way they should be attacked. Like I do it, I'll just go everything. All the grammar's fucked up. All the words are fucked up. I got to run it by my wife 7 times and it's still fucked up. You know what I mean? And then she's like, maybe you shouldn't do this, and she talks me out of it and it, revamp it.
By the time you check the grammar 80 times, you start going, this is probably too much.
Yeah, no, Kurt totally just fucking laid into these people.
So Metzger's whatever hammering something. It was about the thing about Kev being in a dress on SNL and all that bullshit or whatever.
Why people? First of all, back up. people were mad that Little Kev was in a dress.
Yeah, no, look, no, I don't think a huge sect of people, but it's just, here's the thing. It always
Who
does
was
go
mad?
Back to. I think there's just
Chappelle.
Oh. Here's the thing about Chappelle. Chappelle is great. I think he's fantastic. He said that he said a comment a few years ago. He goes about Hollywood. He goes, they always want to get a nigga in a dress. That's what he said. So, and now the people just kind of hold it's like, yeah, why? You know, there are things like Big Mama's House and Tyler Perry and all these, you know. But it's like 40 gazillion white people have been dressed. It's just it's comedy. It's
hang on one physical. Second, Mark, you want you can we move that so Mark can sit down on that little seat? You
we need it right there. It's not even plugged in. I would love if we just left that there. You know what? Can we leave that there and Mark will stand?
Yeah, Mark, this mic right here is you. We can hear you.
Okay, got it. Thank
so,
you.
So on Kurt's Facebook,
actually lean in a little more, Mark. Let me hear you.
Hey.
Oh, that's too much.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Dialing it back.
Right there. Right there.
There we go.
You got such a deep voice. All right, go ahead.
So Metzger is Metzger's going back and forth about the thing. And this particular comic from the Who Got Jokes clip writes something about reading something or whatever. And Lewis just chimed in. His first chime in is he goes, I didn't even know black people can read or something like that. So
Gomez? Lewis acts like he's black a lot of times. And says stuff that's like...
It wasn't that big. Look, that wasn't that big. It was funny. It was trying to be funny.
I've had people email me like, hey, man, enough is enough. Louis Cass was on the show, and he was like, really, it's not funny what you're saying about Jews, and it's I'm offended.
For Louis?
Yeah, like on his Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, really, but, I mean, no, he wasn't like, I want to take you to court and sue He was like, dude, it's not funny.
Well, dude, this is better what Lewis does. So the guy,
I'm
that
just trying to spice up. Your stories go way too long.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I need to
pay off solid, though.
They always do. Jay's stories, but there is a time thing. People just can't listen to you yammer. I have to jump in every once in a while with details.
That's why it's a two-man organization right now
It's actually a four-man, but yes.
Well, you know,
two men are really leading this. Go ahead.
True that.
I don't think this microphone's on.
So the guy, that comic from that ate shit on that Who Got Jokes thing, writes something back where he goes, hey Lewis, why don't you try to say something, like you know, smarter, intelligent about the conversation, rather than just you make like a juvenile attempt at making like a very, you know, corny like joke or something like that.
Right.
And Lewis just writes back. I don't say his name, so he just basically writes back. He goes, "Really, dude?" and just posts. He goes, "Really, dude?" and just posts the clip one in the comments of that guy eating shit on that Who Got Jokes thing. So then the guy private messaged Lewis, and was kind of like,
"Those are never good."
Yeah, but it was just kind of like he goes, he's like, "All right." So
no one ever likes private messages. Like,
this
shit,
is great.
You get that DM, you're like,
"No, but here's
that one on the mailbox." You're like,
"Dude, here's what's hysterical."
Trouble.
Yeah. Here's what's hysterical is that he called it, and you almost think like when you hear that you're like, oh, he's gonna like really rip into Lewis and be like, hey motherfucker, you want to fight or whatever.
Right.
He writes back, he says, hey, he found some dirt on me, but you know, I just want to talk to you about, because he knows that Lewis has part two in his pocket still. Like, he's still got one more whole part.
I haven't even done it yet.
Yeah.
I haven't even hurt yet.
I haven't even put it again. Yeah. That's the worst one. That's the one where Ray J gives him a negative one score.
Big J stories always pay off.
They pay off.
It takes a long time to get there.
I had Lewis,
it's a journey.
Lewis opened for me at a college like a long time ago. And I told him on the way there, he acts like I didn't tell him, but I told him, I was like, he knows I'm clean. So I was like, just try to be like, you know, you're just doing 10 minutes, dude. Could you just be, like, somewhat, like, just on the cleaner side? You know, and Lewis is always like, I'm doing more clean jokes now. And so, and he goes up. Obviously, he's not clean. He just makes fun of, like, I don't know, whatever, calls out all the black kids, all these college kids. They get offended. I do the show. We get done. They act like it's cool. They write a letter the next day. They wrote a letter. The school wrote a letter to everybody in the college going, we want to apologize for the show last night. It got out of control. But I told them that I had nothing to do with Lewis being on my show. And then they wrote it and they said the headliner had no idea Lewis was even going to be on the show. I just sandbagged Lewis. And I was like, I was like, I'll write a letter against him if you want me to. I don't even care. Like, I'll trash Lewis to the whole school.
We ever tell on this podcast about Lewis on the side of the road?
What?
You ever heard that story?
No.
I've heard this.
It was me, Vecchione, Lewis, and Nate went to Providence.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, Providence, Rhode Island. And we're driving back. No, Lewis still smoked cigarettes at the time. And Nate, you know, doesn't really let you smoke in his car. We were 95 on pretty much dead stop traffic. Real bad jam. So I go, Nate, can I just like hang my body out the window, or like, you know, my head out the window and like smoke a cigarette?
It's illegal to hang your body out of anything.
Yeah, not my body, but my arm.
Yeah, right. just his rear end was in the back window. Yeah. And we hang on to his legs.
And that's like hanging a fucking an AC out the window without any bracket.
I think it's gonna go.
Okay, it's going.
Let me tell you, the time there was a comic who was paralyzed in Boston. He used to write his jokes on his legs, his dead legs. On his pants.
Like, literally on his legs.
No, he'd write it on his pants. He'd just all his act would be all over his jeans all the time.
He just lifts his leg up and goes.
Yeah. No one's going to call him on leg.
It. He fell out of a window emptying a fish tank, and it pulled him out, and he snapped his neck. This bar owner brought him.
Was he paralyzed before then?
No, he was paralyzed from that.
Wait, so he was doing good before then?
He was doing great. No, he wasn't a comic. He was doing great, and then he fell out of a window because he was emptying a fish tank. It dragged him out because it was too heavy. And this guy brought him on stage once, the owner of this bar that we were doing. He goes, why don't you just let go of the fish tank, stupid? Give it up.
This thing cost $12,000.
Oh, man.
Was that Jonathan Katz?
No, it was something. Oh, I just had his name. I just said his name. Matt Davis.
Oh, is he really funny?
Yeah, he's on. He's in a wheelchair. How funny could you be?
He died a couple years ago, so we don't know.
Literally.
Are there any funny wheelchair
comics?
Dude,
I had a whole conversation. I'm going to sound like at the risk of sounding like an asshole.
Yeah.
I really get annoyed when, like, severely handicapped people do comedy. I'm, like, annoyed by it.
Really? Why?
I think it's, like, a weird, just, like, in the way. You're never going to get your grid cop out.
What did you call it?
It's a cop out. Come on.
I don't think it's I wouldn't describe it as a cop out other than it's, like, what genuine reaction are you ever going to get from an audience?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
What are you ever going to get? Dude, I saw me and Dave Smith were in
when the drool
Edmonton.
Comes out of your mouth and they go, ooh.
Literally, they have this guy at this open mic night guy, they have to move a table in the front of the room. They have a table. They have to move tables, and they sit him in the front of the stage.
Right.
He's one of those, like, really, you have no idea what he's saying. You have to listen for the rhythm of a punchline in a rhythmless thing, and you sit there, and you go, da, 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 and everyone just goes, and it's like,
so it's
get
like
the
listening
fuck
to a
out
fucking,
of here. Like,
listening
what
to
are you
somebody
doing?
From Africa tells a comedy.
Literally, it doesn't make
they
any sense
type,
to have him do
it.
Though,
type it if you had to type it on there.
Well, me and Billy had this South African roommate. He was our landlord. That's people screaming outside.
And he lived
by the way.
With you?
He was the landlord. He had the apartment. And
so is y'all in the same apartment?
Me, Billy, and this guy Akeen, but he had this crazy accent. Well, I was going to our whole hockey, and we didn't know what he said for 3 years. But he would go, he would laugh, he would talk to us, he'd be like, oh, I was going to my gawk more on my bicycle. And he'd go, ha ha ha. And we'd just go, ha 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 ha.
Oh, yeah.
We would just laugh with
no
he
idea.
There's
and
plenty
we'd
of
look at each
other
like, what the fuck did he just say?
I was in
like drunk conversations a lot where I just waited for him to go,
I was in a contest once where I had to go up against a girl who
I
had like
this great story. I was,
you heard this?
You did a smart one, yeah.
Oh, jeez, yeah. I had to go up against a girl who had like those crutch things because her legs were flaccid, and it was like one of those rounds things where you had 1 minute.
Right.
So I go up, I walk on the stage, I have to help her come up. It takes like 4 minutes to get her up the stairs of the stage and everything, and the whole crowd just like, oh geez, this is gonna be weird. And so what can I say? You know, I'm just like, all right, Mark, you're up first. And I go, well, let's be honest, I have no chance here. And that does well enough.
Right.
And her jokes were so bad that she lost.
And then really? You lost the next week to...
I lost the next week to Akeem, I think.
Was it? She went over and just like threw 30 no, bucks in her
guy,
face
you,
or something.
South Africa
you yourself a cab home while you cried off.
No, was it a guy with an accent
that he lost
to?
Yeah. Oh, who'd you lose to?
I mean, I made it pretty far.
How far?
I got third overall.
Mike Vecchio far.
Mike Vecchio far.
Mike Vecchio.
The joke tonight, again, we were doing this live from South by Southwest. We did the nasty show. Nate didn't do it, but I'm glad he's here. It's been a long time since you've been on the show. Mark fucking killed.
Oh, hey, the hot crowd.
Came out of the fucking gate. And to be honest with you, I had people, who was it, Soda? Actually, when I said you're on the show, he was like, he's not even nasty. He's not even dirty. But I was like, you don't have to be dirty. You can
Soda
be.
Soda hates your guts,
fucking
dude.
Soda always fucking up my gigs.
Yeah, Soda really didn't want you on here.
Ah, jeez.
No, he may be your biggest enemy.
It wasn't called the Voices Show.
Oh.
What do you say that for?
Name of a sniper.
You think this is bad neighborhood?
You think this is bad fucking friendship? No, he was kidding. But he, you're just despicable. I mean, your jokes are fucking, I mean, they come out of nowhere. Like Matt Bronger, too.
Yeah, funny guy.
He was fucking great. That joke, what do you say? What's that joke about fucking the baby?
Oh, what was it?
Fuck my kids?
I fucked my kids. Boo. What, you don't like kids?
Everybody went, ah, and they went, wait, you don't like kids?
That's pretty funny.
Great Vines, too.
Oh, he's the best. If you want to watch Vine, Will Sasso and Matt Bronger are the best on Vine. I would really like to see them both have a TV show. But just for 6 seconds.
Yeah, I mean.
No more than that. But the show was great.
Great
Aisha,
show.
Aisha was really nice, too. And she, I, this is what I love about comedy, is that you could go up and take a hot one. She had to go up after Jay, which.
Really, man, you fucking
That's
slaughtered.
A fantastic reaction. What?
But Jay. I don't think she saw your set, so you were just talking about, like, black pubes and fucking.
No, she did. She went up and
I
she goes,
covered all of her top.
Yeah. All of her you friends. Her.
Well, here it is, though, is that you go up and you take a hit for a couple minutes, but then you slowly wean them the fuck over.
Right.
And you get them listening to you, and all of a sudden they're laughing at your shit, and then you can go, okay, I got you. Here's 10 minutes, and I'm out. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, to go up after you, that a lot of people would have died. You know.
Chick, though, is pretty easy to kill off the ass. Like, bitches, y'all motherfuckers want your dick sucked, and you got, you know, chick comedy's pretty easy.
She didn't do that.
can we talk about how, for a sister, not much of a caboose.
Oh, Aisha Tyler?
Oh.
Pretty disappointed by that.
Really?
I saw her walk up. I was like, here it comes. And she got past me, and it just, no.
I was very happy with that.
With every
I liked
episode,
really?
With every episode like of Friends too. She did, she lost a little bit of her life
there. I met her before she was even in, right when she started comedy, had to be fucking God.
Wait, she does comedy?
We did years ago, before she was famous.
When you were on Talk Soup?
No, I was at Dublin's with Jay Davis trying to get a spot. You know, trying to get on before Dane.
Yeah.
At Dublin's. He'd go up and annihilate in front of fucking Justin Timberlake and Beyonce, and then they'd bring me up.
And all those people leave?
Yeah, they all
always.
Was this after the HBO thing or before that?
Before. She actually gave me a remember those little mints, the things you put in
the
strips?
Yeah, when they first came out, and she blew me away. She was like, here, want one? I was like, what is it? It's a little piece of rice paper.
This was
paper.
Like 10, 90
minutes space
long ago.
Mouthwash.
No, those things were not. You acted like it was 1985. That's how I thought you were about to tell the story. And then you just named 8 things that was like, there's no way that was before.
Are you a Terminator? Yeah.
Take this down, you fucking ape. What are I going to keep telling you how to talk into a microphone for?
It's pretty far from my face.
All right, keep it right here. Natural. Right here. Well, don't do this because then it blows out. And
well,
then people
yell the word Terminator.
Yeah, but you're yelling it. I'm listening.
But, you know,
I'm producing the show.
In the cadence, though, Terminator should have went up. And then,
all right, do it up, but don't go too far.
Well, what is she, a Terminator?
That was good.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're
let's
right.
Do a couple more, and then we're
all right, let's try one more time, but all closer right. With the mic at the end.
Well, what are you a Terminator?
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that was a good
that's
one.
It right there. No, don't touch your lips with it.
I didn't touch my lips.
All right, I know.
I think we got it.
Yeah, last
he said Lisa by the way, he said, keep it going for Lisa Turtle.
I was like, this is going to be great. It's nothing. Everybody's like, fuck
you. Can you explain that? Because I didn't get it either.
Really?
I didn't. No, I don't know who Lisa Turtle is.
Saved by the Bell.
I'm 42.
You may have just missed Saved
just
by
missed
the Bell.
It.
What
it was probably right before this HBO, this story you were telling me about Jay Davis.
Before breath rice
I really,
strips.
Thank God for you, Nate, calling me out on my shitty breath strip story. It was rice paper.
Those were invented 5 years ago, maybe.
No, they weren't. They were out fucking.
Breath mints that disappear in your mouth, they had that in the 90s?
Impossible.
Yeah, 2000. No 2000.
Because they're clearly post 9/11.
They had them in 2000.
So I saw Stephen Wright's Tonight Show, and then I put a breath rice strip in.
Yeah.
But Lisa Turtle was.
You don't need to leave. You can talk right there.
Okay, the black girl in Saved by the Bell.
Okay,
that's
she was also in that witch movie too. Am I lying?
Who? I don't know.
Hocus Pocus. That's the only witch movie I know.
Don't know.
Well, that and witches.
No, that's actually two. No, the witch movie with the three hot girls.
Craft.
Craft.
Oh, Craft.
Who was wasn't it? She in the Craft?
I don't think that was another Blackie.
Yeah.
Another what? We are in Texas. yeah, but everybody
did, local flavor.
Everybody did great tonight, which I was excited, and I'm so glad they had two shows instead of one long one. I think last year it was a 4-hour show. And
people came and went.
People could come and go.
Oh, that's never good.
And then I had to go up last after Doug Benson and Gary Gulman and then me. It was fucking a nightmare.
If you went first, you'd be like, last year was cool too. It did like a 4-hour show. It was great. If you went
first, right.
This is bullshit. And the other guy made the excuse why it didn't go as great as you'd hoped to. He goes, man, they were just tired. You know, tired. People got shit to do tomorrow.
Was there other comics on the show?
Day.
Yeah, there was a whole other Pete Holmes was on. There was a whole other show before our show. There was actually, and it was like they were just killing it on that show. Yeah. I was like, oh my god, maybe it's just a wrap for us. Yeah. Maybe we're not I don't do colleges anymore. Maybe I shouldn't do festivals anymore.
All right, here it is. If I fuck this up, I don't care. I don't care if I mumble, if I make a mistake. I've done this 19 times, and I'm not doing it again. It's late. I have to go to bed. I have press tomorrow at 5 in the morning. So if I'm a mushmouth, go fuck yourself. I don't care. Don't email me. Don't tweet me. Dude, ugh. But other than that, come see me live. Come see me do my comedy live. Do my stand-up. Come see me do my stand-up. If you like the show, if you like the podcast, come see me live. If you already see me live, you know I'm fucking funny. Grab some friends. Let's do it again. March 22nd, 23rd, this month, Comedy Connection, Rhode Island. I've never been there on a weekend. I've only been there on a Thursday, one show. So let's pack this place out. Get your friends. Tell everybody. Dawn, can you not make... Don't talk. Shut... Oh, fuck me. Shut up. Stop talking. Just stop.
Stop it.
By closing your lips together. Ugh. March 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. I'm fucking excited to announce this gig. Hilarities in Cleveland. I haven't been back to Cleveland in two and a half years, maybe 3 years. I think I was skinny the last time I was in Cleveland. That's right. I went to a Jimmy John's, and that's where it all started. That's where I started, just going downhill. I had two Jimmy John's number fives, and I was like, fuck it. I'm getting fat again. So I'm coming back. I'm very excited to work this club. I've heard nothing but great stuff about it over the years. So make sure, Cleveland fans, spread the word. It's March 27th through the 30th. And then I'm going to April, Bloomington, Minnesota. Is it Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Shut up. Just talking to myself. House of Comedy. I'm there for a fucking, 19,000 shows. So just go to robertkellylive.com. Go there, look at my tour dates, stop asking me when I'm coming to your town. Don't tweet me, dude, you coming? Go to my website. I paid a lot of money for it. It's unbelievable. Hit tour dates, then you see when I'm coming. I'll get my app, that's free. That's amazing, on iTunes. Has my tours, has a Google Maps of my head. It's really cute and fun. I'll go to riotcast.com. All three of those, free and out there for you. I spend thousands of dollars on this stuff, and it's for you to... be so it's easy for you to come see me. All you have to do is click a button. So go to that, robertkellylive.com, click on my tour dates, come see me live, spread the word, bitches. All right, here's what happened. Back here on the You Know What Dude podcast, we're I'm an ape. I'm the tech king, the guy who I know everything. Dude, I know about technology. I forgot an SD card. That's not working. But I have the beginning of the podcast on this, and I'll jive them both together.
Robert Kelly, the self-proclaimed king of tech.
I brought a 3 gigabyte tech SD card. I fucked up.
Do you think Michael Jackson would have done the equivalent of that to pop music? He was the king of pop. He showed up with all his cards.
I fucked up, but thank God that I've never seen the nicest people in the world showed up and
thought everybody left.
We were alone. Nobody was here. And then all of a sudden, the best people in the world showed up, and we're running it off of
Asians.
We're running it off a flux capacitor that they found
We hit 88 miles per hour. This podcast is
Norman.
Happening.
In the whole mix, though, we did lose Norman.
No, we didn't lose Norman. He's here waiting for a microphone. And if you have anything funny to say, please take the mic from Jay.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Sha-na-na-na-na. So we're back. We got another mic coming from Mark right now. Where were we, Jay? I told you to remember.
I told you right away that I didn't, though.
I'm a cripple.
Watch your levels, Jay.
Hating cripples in comedy.
Yeah, hating cripples in comedy.
But here's the thing with on that subject, while it is fresh in my head still.
Yes. Oh, great.
Do you think I get the inspirational story of triumph?
You're my new favorite person.
The triumph of the...
Everything's working. Can we just applaud her right now, everybody? Fantastic. Thank you so much.
She nailed it.
Not a bad cleavage.
The Creek in the Cave. Which everybody goes to now.
Yeah, that's where our podcast is. Legion of Skanks has done that.
Everybody, I mean, Collins, everybody's there.
Yeah.
Did
CK went there.
Yeah, everybody goes there. You know, I filmed...
Joe List
goes there? I love Joe List. But does Joe DeRosa go there?
No, he's not allowed.
Not welcome.
Because DeRosa, they don't allow you to make the audience pick a number to see which joke you're going to do. That's what DeRosa does. He goes, so everybody give me a number.
What?
Eight, you're going to do eight. I've seen
that's how he alts it up.
He goes on stage and he goes...
What a jack off.
Numbers 1 through 20.
Right.
Pick a number and I'll do that joke.
Do you know I love DeRosa and I've never heard a story about him that's made me love him more? Only less. Only Joe DeRosa made me love him a little less.
I saw him at the stand recently. He went to the crowd and he said, you guys want me to do jokes or stories? And they all said
jokes.
Oh,
my God.
He walked off stage.
I'd fucking rip his sweater in half. Yeah. I know he's wearing a sweater that day. I know it didn't fit right.
He really...
Who told Joe? Joe, you want to let you live in Brooklyn. Really tighten up those dark dungarees.
Joe wants to move to Brooklyn because that's his last shot.
What a
Yeah, he really tried to hang with me. Burr, Patrice, he tried to be our pal. We shunned him.
What a walking, talking cunt.
Yeah, he tried. Yeah, he really weaseled his way on O&A. Now he's she's crying. Why? Do you like Joe?
Of course she does.
She feel what?
Nope.
What?
All right.
Please say that's not true.
She picked number 7.
Number 7.
She saved the day. Thank you. She's great. Rebecca, I've never been to your club.
It's more alti stuff. You do a lot of club stuff.
First of all, what is this club? You know what? Somebody actually... don't rub my stomach. I want to know what this is. Somebody actually said that me, Burr, like we're club comics. What is that?
You know, corny. No,
kidding.
A lot of blah blah.
All right.
You guys must not watch the news.
Ching chong chang. All right. Fuck you. Seriously.
A lot of, masturbating motions.
Right.
Stool humps.
Yeah. You can't do that because you're sitting on it. Lazy.
I do it to stop myself from humping. My instincts are to hump that stool.
It really.
I gotta sit on it.
Keep this right here. Right there.
Come on, you motherfucker.
But honest to God, what is the fucking... What is a club comic
I don't
compared
know.
To...
I've heard that several times. I think it's retarded.
It's just an alternative venue. It's like a different venue.
Can you get on the mic for a second? Can I ask you a question? Okay. Because I've heard about this club. Now, what...
We don't even call ourselves a club. We call ourselves a comedy theater.
A comedy theater.
Ooh, even
yeah,
more pretentious.
We're a development space. That is totally pretentious, but we're a development space. So, like, we don't have a drink minimum.
Very early stages
of
cover
or any of that. And we try and make it easy for the artists to do what they want to do.
But no, because I was listening to her because this is interesting to me, but I didn't hear what you said. What'd you say?
I said it's very early stages of development.
Especially when you're in stage.
Oh!
Cross-country burn.
Cross-country burn. That was a southern sting, motherfucker.
I donated money to the creek.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So you're part owner.
Did, really.
You,
to get my name up.
It's up somewhere.
It is. It's on the. You know what it is? There's the plaques up above the door.
How much does it cost to do that?
$7. To do what? I think it was $75 or something.
What if I give you $200?
This was like 2 years ago.
Damn it.
$200, you could get like a free movie party or something.
Maybe we were talking about the Robert Kelly Theater.
Can I say something though? I went to a new club up in Harlem.
A theater.
And I walk in. I didn't want to do it,
you know, you get too, I get too comfortable at the Cellar, and if I'm not, you know, whatever. I don't really play that many other clubs. But they got me to do it. I go up there and I walk in. It's this fucking amazing bar. They have a movie going on in one room. Then they have a jazz band, sold out show, over 300 people in another room. And then there's this comedy room. And there's three theaters. No, it was packed out. And then they have this restaurant, and it's this weird fucking cool vibe, and it's not the chicken wings and the comics that never ever gonna play this club ever, big huge fucking photos in a mall. It was this cool vibe. People walked in and they're listening. There's nothing in the hands, maybe a thing of wine or something, and it was a blast. So I love that shit. I love when they start changing it up. I like playing those rooms on the road. It's a Thursday, a Friday, and Saturday.
White show. White show? I'm kidding.
Well, here's the thing, though.
He said wine.
You'll go do a club, and you'll do six shows. But if you go and do, if you add out the money, you're making more money doing just the Friday and Saturday at one of these other rooms, doing four shows. You're keeping your dignity. People that are showing up are actually there to listen to comedy and see something different. And the people that are there before you during the week are the ones building the clientele that come on the weekend. I don't know if this makes sense, but this is in my brain it does. They're the ones that are teaching the audience how to behave.
Do
you understand?
Like the weekday guys?
I went to Side Splitters in fucking Knoxville, Tennessee. I'll never go back. It was the Wild West. And they were trying to teach the audience how to behave. Go ahead.
I went there. I was driving through.
Killed. Crowd listened the whole time. Fantastic. Left.
They go, we like smart humor.
What's smart humor?
They said come up from New York.
They come up.
They don't know where they're at.
Yeah, they're not bright. They're not bright, but they're great.
Yeah, but they get it.
Can I just say that we're talking into some box right now? We don't even know if this is working.
It's like a Sega Genesis.
Is there a time? Is there time moving?
We got 9 minutes on there.
Yeah, we're gonna get this on a mini disc.
Full blown laser disc.
This is actually gonna be 75 terabytes.
I hope you guys hold on to your CD players.
We got it. Go ahead.
Man, not really. The story better be good. I go to make it. This is do you know Ray DeVito? His comic name, Ray
I
DeVito?
Don't.
Why he sucks?
Huh?
I wish there was controversy.
Middling. Yeah. He's middling in Knoxville.
For you?
No.
He's eating shit?
He's just middling somewhere else. No, but I'm driving through to go to Nashville.
I love that you're trying to get to the end of it.
He goes, stop. I don't want to tell you where I was. Like, I was doing a.
Go ahead.
I'm driving through, and he goes, stop in, we're hanging out, get drunk, and I'll get you a guest spot. So
right.
I go to the guest spot. The kid hosted, he's been doing comedy 6 months.
Right.
He does a joke, and he has a t-shirt where he says a joke about saying, like, they should make bubble gum that tastes like pussy, and then they should call it coochie fruit. And it has a yellow t-shirt with a juicy fruit thing on it, but it says coochie fruit. That guy's hosting. The line to buy those t-shirts...
Yeah,
was a good like an hour.
I don't let him sell t-shirts. Go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit. I won't let you fucking sell a t-shirt, and I'm not like if you're a fuck, go. If you have to tell that joke to sell the t-shirt, he has no choice for the next 30 years. To sell that fucking, he'll never become anything because he has to tell that he cannot evolve because he needs to sell that fucking t-shirt.
The
t-shirt
becomes
the act. Bobby ain't lying, by the way.
That he lives in on these t-shirt
sales. Last time I opened for Bobby, he made me send back a whole crate of my Big J Nation t-shirts that I had sent out to fucking sell for the show.
No.
Big J Nation. Oh, you want to hear a fucking great, how much it sucks to sell t-shirts story?
Go ahead.
Nate comes out with me to, Edmonton, right? And they go, bring merch. I'm almost like clamoring to get
Edmonton
merch. Edmonton comics, the comic strip.
Okay, yeah.
In that mall.
I know where the fuck it is.
And they go, bring merch.
It's not
it's real.
Can I just tell you what it is up there? They think they're Alti, but they're not.
They just have beards.
They got hack.
confused with Alt. On a, this guy came out on roller skates. And it's literally, he did this, he did a dick joke. It was a fucking dick joke, but he added roller skates, so he thought it was kind of alty and interesting.
Yeah.
Just do the dick joke, yeah. And it would have been funny.
And it's hacky.
You're rolling backwards.
It's hacky alt. Halt. Yeah. Halt comedy.
Unicorn is a big hacky alt. Everything's punchline is unicorn.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is another one.
Mm. Well, there's my Chuck Norris chunk.
Chuck Norris does.
You mentioned
Chuck
you
Norris
hate
shirts. Well, wait, let me
how
say.
What about flaming wallets?
Dude, fucking, I have my flaming wallet. You know, you
buy one?
No, he gave. I'm not gonna buy a flaming wallet. He's this is what he, this is why I let him sell it. First of all, I like the kid.
Who?
And this comic from Boston. Tom Dustin. He had flaming wallets, and he goes, "Do you mind if I sell my flaming wallets after the show?" And I go, "Why the fuck do you have flaming?" I go, "Did you write the joke?" And then by the flaming wallets, he goes, no. I found out what was the financially the best, the most money I can make off a product. And then I wrote a joke around that product. And flaming wallets I can buy for the for cheap and make the most money on it. So that's why I have it. I go, you know what, dude? You can sell your fucking flaming wallet. Because this is not about creativity. This is not about being funny. This was literally about paying your fucking rent.
Yeah. If you literally, if you stay in like road city local comedy too long, it's just going, it becomes that. And it's kind of gross. It's really gross.
I had a guy, check this out. I had a guy when I first started headlining, like outside clubs. I forget, was it Riddle's Comedy Club in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, remember that? So I
first started like a...
Well, I'm talking about headlining. I did the...
I always played the cellar.
I went... That's out of pure laziness. Yeah. I did this. I walk in. They had a host. They had two middlers. And I guess the other guy that was middling was supposed... No.
Two guys. He says, I'm your father's sister's son. Who is he?
It's your mom.
So I can't stand any of you guys. So the guy comes in and he walks in. He literally looks me up and down. He's like blonde, good looking, cocky attitude. Looks me up and down, puts his guitar down. And
go.
Walks by me, shakes the owner's hand, and then he goes, this is your headline. He goes, oh, hey, how you doing? And walks out, right? That's the intro this dick gives me.
Fucking
Jezelnik,
huh?
Fucking, not too fucking far
fucking
off.
Guitar act.
No, I'm kidding. It's not Jezelnik. This guy goes up, and then he yells at the middle, the MC yells at him and says, you fucked up my intro, because he didn't say colleges around the country, which he doesn't play, by the way.
He just said clubs around the country? He's a prick. Yeah. It's clubs and colleges around the country, you asshole.
So I come off stage, I have my CD that I've worked so hard, 15 years to come up with this shit.
Just the tip.
Right? I wanted to be a headliner. I wanted to sell a CD legitimately. This was my show. This is my CD. Please buy this if you liked my show.
And finally, your master, Rich Voss, would respect you.
Dude, you got to sell your CDs after the show.
Fan him out like a deck of cards.
It's a Patrice O'Neill benefit. Yeah, but he let me. I got two kids. He'd understand. Ugh.
I hold them out like Chinese fans and help people buy them.
So I come out, I have my CD, and then all of a sudden I look, there's three T-shirts, two DVDs, and a CD. And I go, what the fuck? What? I turn, I go, well, whose is this? And he goes, mine. And he's in front of me. He goes, T-shirts, CDs? People lining up, buying all his shit, and then they stop at me. I don't have any more money. I really want to buy yours. A couple people were like, can I return this DVD so I can get his? I was so fucking mad.
Bobby said, no. Nope. Non-refundable, motherfucker. Enjoy.
Does this CD have a good story like this on it?
It's long-winded, but there's a point. You know, unlike Jay.
Don't go turn on me. Get to your point.
I jump in between and punch it up. Apparently, you guys just leave me hanging out here on a fucking raft.
Well, this has been a whole 20-minute punch-up to the end of me and Nate selling my shirts.
So, we're getting back to you right after this.
Go to robertkelly.com and buy a CD.
Anyway, I worked really hard and the CD did eventually come out.
Hey, guys.
So I says, I know, I told him, I go, I went back into the thing, I go, you can't do, I couldn't use a guitar. I said, no music, you have to tell jokes. And I go, you can't, you have to sell your CDs in the parking lot. And then the guy goes like this, he goes, where do you want your photo? I went over to the wall and I found his photo. I ripped it off with all my might, and I threw it. I go, right here. And my photo is up where that kid's photo is. And that's the story.
You were just a fucking asshole to this guy?
He bombed the rest of the weekend, too. He took a hot one because he had no jokes. He had songs. He had fun, but they were shit songs. They were fucking shit.
Says you.
Me. Oh, they were bad. But his jokes sucked so bad. And then the kid brought him up every show. He plays clubs and colleges.
I bet 2 weeks later, Bobby was singing one of those guitar songs in his head going like, ah, it's actually pretty catchy.
I tried. I bombed so bad at a show once that I started making up songs.
That's your instinct to freestyle, too?
Yeah, dude, I started.
I got a guitar.
Wait, before I want to tell the thing that me and Nate saw on my T-shirts.
Do. Please stop
It's ridiculous.
Me. Fucking Christ.
They go bring merch because they sell merch here like a ton. So Justin Silver convinces me to get shirts made, T-shirts. So I'm already against the I hate it.
Justin Silver?
Yeah. Me and Nate helps me. We drag these
Was
things
it a dog shirt?
No. It was even more pretentious. It was awful.
When did he become a dog guy, by the way? I don't remember.
Always.
That.
He always was. CBS let him know.
You're a dog guy. This is 1997. I'm Jamie Masada. You're going to get a deal, kid. You're a dog guy.
Dude, I never try to sell a t-shirt after this moment. Me and the other, it's already going bad. $20 for a shirt. It's going bad.
$26. Yeah, that was the...
What? Are you, Jovi?
You said you tried to sell for $25.
Right.
You said you got to sell for
$20. Right.
But we never sell them
for $20. Because you got to break the bill.
Nobody has a five.
No one has a five.
Right.
No,
so
everybody has a 20.
He would make
but,
us.
By the way,
going $25.
It would. Yeah. But we went for 20. Whatever. We sold a few. But here's the thing. What happened? This is before Square and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I had my shirt, and this guy came up. This is the worst feeling ever. He goes, "Yeah, man, let me get two shirts, a medium and a large." And I go, "Oh, cool. Yeah, sure, absolutely." And I give them to him, and he gives me a card, and I go, "Oh, I don't have like a credit card thing, buddy." I go. But if you want, there's an ATM like literally right next to us.
Yeah, but I was like leaning.
Yeah, I go, there's an ATM right there though. And he just like taps the card on the table, looks at me with a face of like, and just walked away. Didn't say another word. I was like, he went just going on a credit card machine from wanting to not wanting. I was like, I can't deal with that kind
Guys,
of like
can I
rejection.
Just say something? There's nothing more humiliating for a comic
merch
than to have to go through and find a fucking large T-shirt. Just I got small, medium. No, XL. Hang on. Hang on one sec. Okay, here. Oh, and they're all. You got to roll them back up again so they fit. Let me. I fucking hate what we've become on the road. And I know that certain guys. Dude, I gotta compensate for my. No, you don't. You get funnier, become the headliner, and then your paycheck gets better. That's how it works. Yeah. That's how it works. You don't get to sell T-shirts.
Oh, I could use the money
you
for
don't
merch.
Get to sell nothing.
I can't do it.
I'm saying you do like that's it. Though. You don't sell like it's, I think CD, DVD.
I could say.
You can buy all the YWKD T-shirts.
I could riotcast.com. Yeah. No, look at you could sell a T-shirt if it's a theme show or something. Like we sold posters at Patrice's thing. We made over $20,000.
Yeah, that's going to
extra. For, you know, Danny Ross from O&A, who's no longer with O&A, I got together with him again on posters. I love gig posters. They're fucking cool. I did one for when I did my YKWD at the Gotham, and they people love them. It's art. It's a fucking artist creating something, and then actually silk screening it by hand, numbering it, signing it. There's only 100 made. We got 400 made. For Patrice's thing, I took 10 of them out. There's two different kinds, and we all signed them. They sold for over $500 a piece.
What?
Yeah, dude. Jeez. Because this is the thing. It's fucking art. There was only 400 made. 100 of the gold. If you got one of those, you got one. You can't just go get one again. So whoever has them, has them.
Bill Burr's autograph was $400 worth of it, yeah. And then Bobby and the rest filled in the other 100. We might have Patrice.
We should have got Patrice's mother signed. It would have been fucking $9,000. Yeah, we. Billy really is fucking.
Big tomorrow.
Oh, where?
Largo.
Where's Largo?
In Los Angeles.
So oh, the you mean the little room?
California. They do comedy out there.
Yeah, I know where it is. You've been there for 6 months. Relax.
I just play the cellar. I can't go that many.
Dude, places. But I've lived in LA twice already, little boy.
That's because you're 180. You started in 1990.
And you'll
what? You went in so insulting in the beginning, and that you didn't want to over insult on the actual date. You're 190 years old. You started, you know, a couple years ago. And you got really good.
You fucking ape, would you?
Listen.
When it goes into the red, they can't hear you.
I'm not staring at the red.
You do a podcast. Don't you do one? Doesn't he do one?
None of this equipment is anywhere near my vision.
Do you hold the mic up to your mouth?
Jay, yeah.
In the shower by himself.
Right there. Just keep it.
And Lewis and Dave both hold mics close to him.
Yeah, they boom me.
You hit play and record on a tape deck.
They all get naked.
What?
All
naked. Why do you get naked?
We did all dude nude podcast.
Why? Why?
See how uncomfortable it was we did in front of a gay guy.
Your dick was out?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I've seen it. I got film of it. Remember your wedding?
Why do you have film of it? You let somebody film it?
Oh, no, Nate filmed me in the shower.
The shower in the bedroom. The shower was in the bedroom at the hotel.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Here's the thing. I don't...
We were a bedroom shower. I didn't take a shower. It was in front of Nate, basically.
I saw that shit O&A did a couple weeks ago, the gay off they had.
Were you there for it?
No. I'm so glad. I didn't see it. I saw the video. I went into one and they showed me, and it was the most disturbing shit I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm looking at it, and it's two guys with girlfriends, and they're doing this because they need the money. We forget that $1,500 to us is not a lot of money. $1,500 to the average motherfucker, that's a lot of money. And these guys did this, got naked, made out with each other, gay guys slap his dick on their faces.
For real?
And the girlfriends were in the room. One guy had MS and was doing it because he needed the money.
Can I get his number? Good lord. I'm broke.
Dude.
How do you slap an MS guy in the face with your dick? I judge that guy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was so fucking disturbing, man.
Did he know he was doing it?
Yeah, they all. Yeah. No, he was. They drugged him.
Yeah.
No, and then I think one of the girls cried. MS? All right. One of the girls cried. One of the wives or something wound up crying. Well, I think now that I'm having a kid, though, you have a kid, you don't, but I don't want my fucking kid. I get nervous. Like, I think of some of the stuff I've said on certain shows, like O&A and other, and I'm like, oh, dude, I want my kid to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't want my kid to fucking hear his dad being a dink.
Your kid will get it.
You don't want your kid to walk up to you one day and go, ugh.
They will. I firmly believe that.
I don't want to have to explain to my kid, you know.
You won't.
What?
You won't.
What do you mean I won't? What do you mean?
Your kid will absorb so much of your person that they'll get it.
Do you think the guy who had a gay guy slapping his dick off his face in front of mom and while he was making out, you think that kid's going to get it?
I don't think that kid's going to be brought up. I don't think if he was brought up in a regular family.
Yeah, but here's
I love
the, here's
that
up, but here's
you had so much to say on that, you didn't
dip,
say
dip,
anything.
Dip, dub.
1996.
Breathe right.
But you're talking about saying instead of doing something. Me or you is probably not going to let a guy slap us in the face with his cock or anything where you're going to get.
Well, not like unless I got it off a back page and she had tits.
Yeah, but that's not something
that was fucking 10 and a half
anyway.
Cut.
Cut.
Ah. You've never done anything gay, have you, Mark?
No, not really.
Nothing ever? You ever jerk off one of your friends?
We used to jerk off in the same room as kids.
All right, you're in. You're in the club.
I'm in.
Yeah, that's it.
How old
were
you when you were kids?
Yeah, like 12, 13. We put a porn on.
Whoa. I'm sorry. That's too old. That's gay.
It was last night.
So y'all knew what you were doing.
We told you
it was last night at the Hilton.
Yeah. Charlie.
You were fucking jerking off the guy from TuneIn to get your podcast on the net.
That's how I got on this show.
Did Gomez tell you when we were in a hotel room with Justin?
Yeah.
And
they took their
no,
shit.
No, that whole thing. But yeah. Then Justin.
There's more?
No, well, there was the night.
No one had sex.
You remember this?
You guys fuck each other?
I told you.
Jay, I want to know. Do you guys fuck each other?
No, not at all.
Liz, look at me. Look at me.
Go ahead.
Do you fuck each other?
No. Why would you even think that?
Do you ever suck off Lewis?
Not once.
Do you ever let him suck you off?
Nope.
Do you ever suck off Justin?
No.
Do you ever want to?
No.
What?
But listen, handsome guy. This is great. There was some, do you remember this when we were all getting ready to go to bed? This was even a terrible time. Lewis and Justin are sharing a bed, and I got my own bed.
I don't like Justin's lips are too wet all the time.
He goes, he goes, I'm gonna tell you. He goes, I've done like 5 gay things before. I'm gonna tell you the stories. And I was like, I went, don't, dude. And he goes, nah, it's cool. Does he know? I'll tell you guys. You guys are my best friends. I go, don't tell me. He goes, I go, why? I go, because I'm telling you as my friend. If you tell me you blew a guy right now, I'm going to tell everybody. And I'm saving you as my friend and saying, like, I don't want to know. He goes, and then he goes, nah, you're not going to tell anybody. I'll just, he's like, wants to tell. And I go, I don't want to know. Don't burden me with the information. I don't want to know. So I never found out what it was. No one believes it. They go, he told you. I go, dude, I really didn't want it.
Why wouldn't you
want
to know? I want to know.
I want to know, too.
Ask him.
I say we just make it up right now.
Yeah.
I think Lewis sucked a dick.
I think so.
Yeah?
I think
this is Justin I'm talking about. Oh, Justin. Said it.
Oh, Justin definitely did.
Yeah?
Yeah. Look,
I don't know if he definitely did.
Yeah, dude.
We were supposed to say that Lewis story earlier.
The side of the road thing. It really is gay. Really
South by Southwest.
Make yeah, sure really. This is like this is a we good were, like, button.
We were here. This I'm just plugging Laugh Button, the Laugh Button, Gotham Comedy Club. And let's plug Creek in the Cave because she made this this podcast happen. So go. What's that? Go to Creek in the Cave. Yeah. If you're where is it? What? How do you get there?
Long Island City on one stop on the 7.
One stop. Off the train. It's very easy to get
there. One stop off the 7 and you're there.
It's where we do our Legion of Skanks live podcast every week, every Tuesday.
What Tuesday? All right, so you guys YKWD fans, go and check this out. Cool spot and mediocre podcast, but the spot makes up for it.
Fantastic podcast.
It is. It's great. I do like it.
Well, so let me button this, but the Lewis thing. This is great. So I'm hanging out smoking a cigarette. Do you remember this part of the story? Do you remember me hanging out the window smoking a cigarette?
Where?
On the interstate with Lewis.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Oh, my God. We really were far away. Yeah.
So this is good. This is a good button right here.
That was on the other show.
This is the second show.
Well, I'm really going to have...
I would have forgotten until if Nate didn't bring it up.
Do you know the sound is going to be... If the sound's different, I'm sorry. It's just two different devices.
Look, we're making it happen.
There's a good chance that we're just such fucking egomaniacs that we just love holding mics
having
after
conversations
shows
with each other.
Dude, let me talk about me and my friends. Go ahead.
Lewis was smoking at the time too, so Lewis goes, "Oh man, can I smoke a cigarette?" And I just intercept Nate and go, "I go, no, don't. You can't have two people smoking at once." I go, "I just won't do it. I won't smoke that.
Right.
I won't smoke. I'm like, you're gonna ruin it for." I go, "One at a time." Uh-huh. And then for some reason he goes, "If I like." Staying outside the car because we're in dead stop traffic almost.
Right.
But we're kind of going.
Yeah, it's like, you know, every couple inches.
Yeah.
He goes, if I get out and stay on the side of the road and he goes, can I smoke a cigarette? It's like, yeah, sure, do your thing. So he probably could have just smoked in the car.
I go, Lewis, you can't keep up with us. We're going faster than you think. And then he kept going, no, dude, you're not going that fast. I can easily keep up with you. He's in
dude, I'm telling
and
you.
This is Fat Lewis.
Yeah.
So this is
dude,
really
a minute in.
Yeah.
Fucking traffic opens up.
We can't even see him.
And we drive off. We drive about a mile ahead, maybe. Not a mile, but like.
I can't see him in the mirror.
Yo, no, he's gone. He's out of sight.
And he's in the middle of the interstate. He's not on the other
side.
Yeah,
he's on the median. So somehow he gets across, and we wait. We pull over about almost a mile up the road, I'd say. Yeah. And it was a hot day. And you know when you see like in the distance like that haze,
yeah, yeah.
Like Kung Fu. Lewis, fucking dumb Fat Lewis, in his flip flops comes over. He got across somehow. And he's on the median. So when he gets about 100 yards away.
He's Puerto Rican though. That's how they get to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was lucky to have flips.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was looking at flip flops.
They have to crush. They have to cross the FDR and the river to get to school.
Dude, so we see Lewis gets about 100 yards away from us.
Yeah.
We put a cigarette with one match and his book bag outside on the side of the road and drive another almost mile up the road. So now he has to do it holding his bag, and we gave him one cigarette in a windy side of a highway with one match, which he did not get lit at all. And when he gets in the car, he told us that he went full emotional, like the total 360. Like he went he was at a point he was really furious. He goes, by the time he got back to the car, he was really like, that was a good one, guys. That was funny. Like he just got in the car trying to be like no big deal. And then months and months later,
we're at the Comedy Cellar hanging out.
Why?
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm kidding.
We were watching you perform.
Yeah. When Jay was performing, I was taking it out there with my, you know, going out of tape. And
you're not ready.
But this girl walks up.
Dan Soder is.
Dan Soder is easy.
She loves him.
He's in there too.
I know she likes him.
I moved. I had to move. Couldn't take it anymore.
She was glad. About, she was glad about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Have you met your main
family? No, she.
It's me, him, Lewis. We're all staying outside. Yeah. This girl walks up and goes, "Hey, did y'all leave one of you guys out on the interstate on 95? The girl saw it.
Really?
I swear to God, at the comedy store, walked up and goes, "I was in that traffic and I saw y'all do that.
Some Puerto Rican guy walking down the side of the street. It was like just randomly one day. Like,
Keith Robinson, can I just be honest with you? Keith Robinson did that to me. When I first moved to New York, I used to do a lot of colleges with Keith. 97, 96.
What kind of breath mints were?
They were brand new. They were called Altoids. They just came out.
Ooh.
No, they didn't have them yet. Okay. No, that you asked.
It was the first round. The science wasn't done yet on it.
First of all, Keith was in Philly, and he made me get out in traffic to pee. I had to pee so bad. So we're in dead traffic. So I'm standing, and I had to pee and shuffle sideways because I didn't want people to see my dick because I was embarrassed.
Yeah, I remember Keith.
So I had to shuffle sideways like I was doing some type of dance. As he's moving,
it's like
I'm trying to.
Poorly, like
I'm, yeah. And then. And then we went to the gig, and I remember I was so happy because Frosty was both our agents, but he just sent them my headshot. So it was just my beautiful, young, good-looking hair, Bobby Kelly, smiling, right, with my dimples and my bum chin. Nothing. Keith, nothing. It was just where the times were, like, you're finished, you cocksucker. He got so mad. He goes, "You're headlining, motherfucker. You're going up. You're headlining. They think you're going up last." He went up and annihilated. I mean, bird, money back, bank money. Good concept. Just fucking killed. Bird is still in my hand. Well, oh, Lord, you know what I'm doing.
What is this impression? It's disintegrated.
He just lost it energy wise, and he kills and he goes, "Now give it up for your headliner." Run. And I went up and fucking annihilated. He was so mad. I took it to another level. I was sweating when I came off. I went, "Thank you, good."
Keith handed you his bolo tie and
he
retired.
He fired Matt Frost on the way home in the car.
"You're done."
He goes, "That's it, man."
What kind of agent drives to a gig with you like that?
Who? He called him on the phone.
Oh,
he goes, Matt, this is out of line, man. This is crazy. You're done. We can't do it. We can't work together no more. This is too much." And he fired him. It was we used to do with that motherfucker, and it was all fucking
brand
old.
New car.
It was
1989 Buick Century.
It was oldie music. That's all he listened to.
Oh, Keith listens to old.
Keith listens to oldies.
Like,
and he drives doo-wop, and then because that's when he was born, and he drives hunched over the steering wheel drinking Coke, and he's just got slices open, and he'll do 9 hours straight.
It's been
nine hours straight.
I remember he hit a deer one time, and he called me to come get him off the highway. He goes, "I'm exit 7 on the turnpike, player," and I went and got him in the middle of the night. And I go, "What happened?" He goes, "I was taking a slug of my Pepsi. I look up, next thing I know, there's a deer." I go, "You killed the deer's dead? It's right there." He goes, "Nah, son of a bitch shit on my hood and left." And I thought he was being like joking. And when I got there, I see the car on the tow machine, and it's just the front of the car is just caved in, and then there's a perfect pyramid of shit and no deer. The deer really ran off, just shit on his hood and left.
Brian Scalaro told me a story. I don't know if it's true, but they hit a deer and the ass swung around to the open window on the side, and it shit the kid's face and that side. All right, so check it out, man. We did the show tonight, except for Nate. I really appreciate you guys coming down and doing my show after. I want to get the fuck out of here. I appreciate... I forget. What's her name again?
Rebecca Trent.
Rebecca for Creek in the Cave. That was... She hooked it up, and the guys here at the Follies...
Esther's Follies.
What a great venue. I had a blast. What a great show. We had two great shows.
Amazing.
Everybody killed it. Everybody had fun.
We had to kick one dude out.
Did they?
I did. Really? I kicked him.
I didn't know that.
I kicked him the fuck
out. You
still
believe? Really? Did he get hostile? Well, how did I miss that?
After Aisha, he goes, I walked out. I go, Aisha Tal. He goes, say something funny. And I went, what? I go, say something funny right now. One, two, three. And I go, get the fuck out. Out. Goodbye. And then I just went, aha, and we all started laughing.
And he left? Like
he got kicked the fuck out.
They grabbed him.
That was the guy who kicked out. He's been kicked out every year. They kicked out, they said, two people. That guy, that was like his third year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well,
that's his attempt. That's his attempt at alt comedy. He's like, I go to the show,
you
get kicked out.
I can't wait till he doesn't show up one year because he got hit by a car.
Ben Bailey choked him to death.
Oh, God. Gary Gulman fucking pulled his hair out.
Gary Gulman
would
lose it on him.
Gary Gulman's just fucking beating the shit out of death.
But it was a great show. Hopefully you guys will be back. I'll never be back.
Why?
Because I'm having a son.
Oh.
And I'm quitting comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is it? This is your retirement announcement?
I'm Grossman's Bargain Outlet.
All right.
I'm going to go flat so stack
go
a
play,
lumber yard.
Minor league baseball. I'm going to go play for the White Sox.
That was a blast, man. This was great. I got so much tech shit today. I was so happy.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I loaded up.
I want to see a little rubber horn you found earlier.
Dude, I got so much shit in the room. It's unbelievable, all the free shit.
Like actual cool shit?
Dude, I got fucking crazy cool shit.
Like what?
I got $500 headphones.
For free?
What?
For nothing. None of your business.
I got a bunch of pamphlets.
Not yet. Not until I get them. They're coming in the mail.
Some Beats by Dre's?
Yeah, I'm not plugging them until I get them. No, I got some other ones from Jabba, though. Mm. Jabba's hot. They got wireless cord folding over the ear. Amazing phone. Unbelievable. Headphones they're sending me.
All right, dead mouse. Relax.
What'd you call me, dead mouse?
Dead mouse.
What is that?
Oh, come on, Bobby. How do you keep your finger on the pulse of the youth if you don't
know references? I'm trying to keep my fucking pulse on my neck. Fucking fat bastard I am. I just bombed on a fat joke of myself.
Yeah. You know, I'm just a fat tub.
Listen, man, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. You young guys could sit here and talk all night. That's I see in your eyes, Nate. Yeah, you're trying to keep me. I'm just a fucking TV show to you right now.
You treat Robert Kelly like a fucking joke, Nate.
Yeah, Nate. What the fuck, man? You get to LA, you get all Hollywood, man.
Fucking dickhead. I knew it was in you.
Clearly not Hollywood.
I knew it was in you.
Dicey neighborhood.
Do you really?
Where do you live?
It's dicey? You live 45 minutes away from LA and in a shitty neighborhood?
You live where Big Hoss lived in the Ponderosa?
I don't know what that means. It's a great reference, though.
It's great.
That's a show that was on.
That show was on. When Keith was opening for Bobby Kelly, that show was on.
Keith auditioned for that show.
They got there by rail car.
I hate you young comics. I really do.
We're not young. We're 33.
You're not.
That crazy old. I'm not like 18.
You whippersnappers. Oh, this kid's there. That's like every easy. We told the guy, he goes, how old are you? 35. He goes, you're a kid.
Yeah.
You're a kid.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
All right, listen.
You'll see, though. You'll see.
I need to eat.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. What do you mean again?
You wolfed down a Cobb salad.
It was, first of all, it was a salad. I don't add the word Cobb to it.
Cobb does take out a lot of the healthy.
It was actually, Cobb is very funny. No, I didn't have a Cobb salad.
Mediterranean?
Can I tell you what it was?
Greek?
No.
I like guessing.
I wanted
tossed.
Here's the problem. I'm getting giddy, and you fucking assholes are like little raptors.
Cranberry walnut?
You're attacking the big vegetarian dinosaur.
You're a brontosaurus.
You're the worst picture for a vegetarian.
All right, so anyways, thank you.
Vegan,
shut the
Kelly.
Fuck up.
Are you really vegetarian?
No. I haven't eaten carbs in a week. I'm doing 3 weeks, no carbs.
That's what Bobby calls vegetarian, not eating carbs for a week. I'm vegan.
Listen, fat fuck. You're fat too.
Yeah. But I'm on the other direction. I'm coming down, you're going up.
No, you're not.
We're meeting in the middle of this
you're
elevator.
You're not coming
ride.
Down anywhere. You've been the same for fucking 10 years.
Dude, crazy.
Bobby.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, you have.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, I have.
I deny it. I
he,
deny
he
it.
Does,
I
he
deny
does
it.
Deny it. He's already.
Nope.
You were fatter?
He's already. Significantly.
Hang on 1 second. I'm still laughing at Mark.
I know you are because it makes you feel better about yourself.
That was
yourself.
A good one. No,
Bobby's on the
no,
way
make
up.
Make you feel good better about you, fatso.
Bobby's already said on his podcast that I look great and I've lost a bunch of weight. He's already acknowledged it.
Yeah.
Other episodes. And they're already out. History's history.
I deleted all of them.
No, you wouldn't.
They're all gone, fatty.
You wouldn't dare. They were all comedy gold. Every one of those recordings, comedy gold. You wouldn't let go of that.
You point your pinky at me again, I'm going to bite it off.
Do it.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry too. I'm going to eat my other finger while you do it.
Let's go get some food. What do you think?
I would love to eat.
You want to eat?
Let's eat.
You want to eat? Let's go eat. This YKWD from South by Southwest. It got a little fucked up, but we managed to hopefully get the second half. I don't know if I'm ever going to get this.
How about that? I hope we don't. It would be hilarious.
None of it happened? That'd be fantastic.
I can't stand you, dude. I don't know. It's the flux capacitor.
It's a VCR.
I think it's a DVD player. I'm pretty sure it's a CD player of some sort.
Yeah.
It's going out on 5:58 a.m. right now.
NPR.
It's actually not that bad. It hooks up four mics. It's not that bad. But anyways.
Talk to my father from World War II.
That was a great frequency.
Frequency, yeah.
It was a great movie.
And if one of us got it, we'd all get along.
So make sure you check out, what's your Twitter? No, do the ad.
Can we get above Dan Soder?
What do you mean?
Dan Soder's almost 10,000 followers.
Good luck.
I know, dude. What are you going to do? He's on fire.
He's on fire.
So all right, how many you got?
Like five.
No, it's not going to happen. We're not going to help you with that. We'll get you up to six. Do you want to get six, or you want to beat? You want to beat Dan?
I would love to.
Well, let's make it a competition. I want Nate Bergazzi to beat Dan Soda on Twitter. Yes. Let's do it.
Can I jump in this competition? Because I have a long way to Twitter, go. And I have terrible followership.
How many people you got?
4,000 something.
You have 4,000 people?
Yeah.
You have less than Nate Bergazzi?
Man, yeah, definitely.
Jesus, no, how many you got?
You came on just like 65. Last year.
You got 65.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to get Nate Bergazzi.
Yeah, literally 65.
Over
65
people?
Yes,
6,500.
Okay. We got to get you over 10,000 people.
But Dan Soder, I'm telling you what, I don't know if it's tough. He's on Geico.
Here's the thing. We want you to unfollow Dan.
Yeah, there you go.
And follow Nate Bergazzi.
Yeah, a true family man.
A true family man from the South. American.
Yeah.
You love it.
I give you my real voice. I don't do different.
You don't go to fucking Russia, the communist country, and make jokes.
Unfollow him and write mean stuff to Dan.
Yeah.
Unfollow him and threaten him.
Mark, what's yours?
Twitter is at Mark Norm.
At Mark Norm.
M-A-R-K-N-O-R-M.
All right. Jay, what do you got?
At Big Jay Okerson on Twitter.
What
Facebook
else?
Facebook and shit. And Legion of Skanks.
You guys
podcast.
Got websites?
I do.
Yeah. You can go to IamNate.com.
I am Nate.
MarkNormanComedy.com.
Awesome.
BigJComedy.com.
And make sure you go to, all right, so make sure you go to Robert Kelly Live for all my dates. I'm going to try to piece this together. I hope this podcast comes out. I wanted to do one live from the festival. I was really excited to be on the show with everybody that was on it. I'm a fan of everybody that was here, and you know what, I Aisha was really nice too, and I liked Matt Bronger too. I'm a new fan of both of them, so it was a great. He does get a great face. Check him out on Vine. You guys, thank you so much for listening. He's awesome on Vine. Him and Will Sasso are the best on Vine. Good, yeah, he gives good Vine. So check him out. And that's it, YKWD. Go to the website, riotcast.com. Make sure you go to tweakedaudio.com. Buy all your headphones. headphones. Use the code word DUDE, and you get 33% off any headphones on the website, which is pretty badass. That's a good deal. And go to amazon.com and gamefly.com/YKWD for all your video games and stuff. What are you looking at?
Almost ran out of breath telling that story.
Dude, you go. All right, so that's it, you fucking cocksuckers. Good, I'll let you take everybody take one more shot at me as I go.
Yeah, get your sponsors to be shorter so you can say them all.
Oh, no? Shit. Real. That shit was fucking real. That's how we ended a bad note like that? I'm uncomfortable. I'm leaving.
Now I feel terrible.
I'm not going to say anything.
You know what? Dan Soda is there for a reason. That's why he is. I don't forget it. Follow Dan.
Oh.
Oh,
follow.
Look me in the eye.
She's not gonna look you in the eye.
Huh?
She's not gonna look you in the eye.
Your kid has no respect for you.
She looks me right in the eye.
She looks dead in the eye. I haven't seen her in months. But
really? No. Oh my god, you made me sad. All right, follow Nate Pagazzi. Give him followers. You guys, thanks for listening. We're out of here. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, make sure you support our sponsors. That's right, you son of a bitches. We have sponsors, kid.
make sure you go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Go to the website and buy all your goods, your needs, your tech stuff, whatever the fuck it is, off of Amazon.com. But use our link. Because every time you use our link, whatever it is, just we make money. You support the show for nothing. Stuff you're going to get anyways. So make sure you do that. Go to our page on Riotcast and use our link. And go to Gamefly.com/YKWD. Get a 2-week free subscription to Gamefly. It's the Netflix of video games. If you play video games, why spend $60 every friggin' month on a game that you're going to be done with in a couple weeks? Or maybe a couple days if you're a friggin' lunatic like some of you. Just go to Gamefly.com and use it that way. It's a perfect way to game. You can keep the games after if you want to. Return them and get a brand new one. Gamefly.com/YKWD. And make sure you, if you want to, click the donate button. $1, $5, $20,000, whatever you got. You can donate to the show. All goes back into the show, like Heather Graves. Constantly donate to the show. Thank you. And you know, you guys out there, we love you for doing that. Thanks for supporting the show that way. Actually giving us cash, which is great. But here's another way you can do it. TweakedAudio.com. They're our sponsor of the show, sponsor of the network. Great headphones, 33% off. Go to TweakedAudio.com right now. Use the code word DUDE, and you get 33% off already cheap headphones. And when I say cheap, I don't mean quality. The quality is great. I have a pair, and you know me. I'm a tech guy. I have 3 pairs. They're great gifts for people. You know you lose these headphones all the time. You leave them on a car, a train, bus, in a hotel room, at work. Get a few pairs. Buy them for your girl. Buy them for your wife, your friends. Put one in your bag. Put one in your pocket. Have one at work. Go right now. You can't. You can't not go. Because they're so cheap, price-wise, such good quality headphones. And you get 33% off. TweakedAudio.com. Use the code word DUDE when you buy and you get 33% off and free shipping. So there you go. Make sure you support our sponsors. And thanks a lot, guys. You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop